Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I know, you're probably thinking, Avery, another day, another dose of philosophical wisdom? But trust me, this stuff is super relevant. Today we're diving into something that can feel a little uncomfortable at first, but is absolutely crucial for building genuine inner peace and confidence: setting boundaries. Ever felt like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like your time, energy, and even your emotional space are just open territory for everyone to invade? Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing. Life is too short to be constantly giving without receiving, saying yes when you really want to say no. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about honoring your own needs and creating space for what truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and rummage through your things, right? So why are we so quick to let people waltz into our emotional space without asking permission? Here's the deal with boundaries. They're essential for your well-being. They protect you from burnout, resentment, and those draining, people-pleasing cycles that leave you feeling depleted. Okay, now let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start setting boundaries like a boss. 1. Identify your needs. This is the foundation. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or resentful? What values and priorities do you want to uphold? Recognizing your needs is the first step in knowing what deserves protection. Think of it as a self-inventory. What are your non-negotiables? 2. Communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush. Once you know your boundaries, it's time to communicate them clearly and assertively. Practice saying no without guilt or apology. Remember, it's okay to decline requests that don't align with your needs. You deserve to be heard and respected. 3. Be consistent. Setting boundaries is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Be consistent in enforcing your limits. Don't give in just because someone pressures you or tries to guilt trip you. Remember, true confidence comes from staying true to yourself, even when it's tough. 4. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small, manageable boundaries and gradually work your way up. Maybe it's saying no to a social event you don't feel like attending or setting aside dedicated time for yourself each day. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, setting boundaries is a process, and it takes time. There will be slip-ups, awkward moments, and maybe even some pushback. Be patient with yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep practicing. You're building something powerful here: inner peace, self-respect, and genuine confidence. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday evening, and you have a mountain of work piled up. Your phone is buzzing with messages from friends inviting you out, but all you really want to do is curl up on the couch with a good book and some peace and quiet. Do you cancel your plans and stay home, feeling guilty for letting people down? Or do you communicate clearly, "Hey guys, I'm swamped with work right now and need some serious downtime this weekend"? Rain check? See the difference? Setting that boundary doesn't mean you're ditching your friends. It means you're prioritizing your well-being and showing up as your best self for those who matter most. So, remember, setting boundaries isn't about saying no to life. It's about saying yes to yourself. It's about creating a life that aligns with your values and fuels your soul. Ready to unlock your inner power and confidence? Take that first step. Identify one boundary you need to set today and take action. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, and biggest takeaways in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, stay confident, stay strong, and stay true to yourself. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.